Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's kind of hard to hear, but we've got a new Sukism.
Let's gotta do something.
Let's gotta do something?
We do.
That's right.
We do. Let's gotta do something.
He did it.
He did it.
He did a
he
lot,
did
of,
a lot of dirt.
Germany's
Let's
a great
do
city.
Something.
Oh my God.
You guys are doing great.
I was a lie.
You're a lie.
Although
I didn't even hear you say that.
It did happen for the second time today. I was mistaken for a work staff by the ESCO crew. Although I feel like I'm moving up in the world because what the first time it was about cleaning something up. And this time the guy wanted me to look at the elevator. The doors were sticking a little bit. So
well, why else would you be here?
I feel like I am moving up the chain as far as workers go. So
did you take a look at the elevator?
I did not. Although I feel a little upset now because as you pointed out, this is twice and I've just told them, sorry, I don't work here.
Yeah, you should just go look at it.
I probably, you know what? Let me go get my, I should be like, hey, wait right here. I'm going to go get my tool belt. And I'll be right back. No, I just said, because there's like a little breezeway that like connects us. And then I always use the bath. There's a little bathroom back there. So they always catch me going back in this little, I don't know. It's kind of a weird little nook where like you can park bicycles and there's like work gear. And so whenever I'm wearing like a work shirt like today, apparently they don't know who I am. So they assume that I'm part of the maintenance staff.
Let's got to do something.
And both times I've informed them that I am not. And I probably should just be like, wait right here. And I'll be back and see how long I can make them wait.
Do any of them have any idea we're in here?
I don't think so.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So.
The disrespect. Yeah. I think you should go, next time you need to just go play along. And you need to start doing like some voodoo stuff rather than tools.
Like, or do some idiotic handyman stuff, like just pull out like a mallet and just start banging on the wall.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah, it looks like,
are you sure? Yeah, no, this will get the job done.
What is that, the Fletch? I need some 38 motor oil and I got to get my ball bearings for the elevator. Yeah, it's all ball bearings nowadays.
Or just tell them like, shh, shh, shh. And then just start waving your hands over it like, oh, oh. Like, what are you doing? Shh, shh, shh. Okay, I think we're good.
Well, I have two work shirts, and I feel good now that both of my work shirts have been properly identified as this guy is maintenance.
By
I got
the way,
something's on.
We've got a texter who was reminding us. You were talking about Tulane.
Yeah.
You know, they still have Ty Thompson there.
And I believe he's converted to tight end?
Yeah, former Oregon quarterback Ty Thompson.
Really?
Yeah, he went to Tulane, ended up at Tulane. I don't know. He may have been other places. But he goes to Tulane. Remember, we talked about him last year.
Yeah.
He played in a game, and that was the single worst.
It was dreadful. Yeah. It was so. I think we were watching it live on the show. It was like a midweek game.
Dude, it was the worst quarterbacking I'd ever seen in my life.
I do remember that.
And they have now switched him. He stayed, and they have switched him to tight end.
I don't see him on the depth chart, so he may be buried a little bit. Yeah, I don't see him on.
Well, he's still a green wave.
Yeah, he's still there. You know, so is the BYU, who's down there, you know, swinging it around.
Yeah, he's been doing all right.
Yeah,
Tulane, that coach at Tulane's pretty good.
Yes.
John Sumrall.
Tulane does a nice job. they've done a nice job. This is what I'm saying with Oregon
State. But don't
State.
Get any ideas, UCLA. He ain't coming there.
No. But,
it does sound like Sumrall could be an SEC candidate for jobs.
And that's what, like, for a guy
for
like
sure.
that, you're going to wait for a better job. But, like, if you're Oregon State, that's the sort of guy that you need to embrace.
But he's not going to Oregon State.
No. But Tulane, wherever he came from, Tulane got him. You need to start looking in.
Find that guy.
Find that guy.
It's so easy.
Well, it's
just
not,
find
but
him.
You can't you're not mining from the Fresno States anymore and the Tulanes. You need to go a lever below that and find someone that can build an offense that can bring some juice. And I understand he's not going to stay there forever. You have to accept the fact that you are at a place now where your coach, if he has success, is going to move on. And by the way, that's the case for like 95% of the teams in college football. Welcome to the new world.
So I'm watching the Giants here. Big game.
Yeah.
Between Bucks, Giants, and my Diamondbacks.
Okay.
And the Giants, so it went scoreless into the 11th.
Yeah, Brandon Fott tossed a one-hitter for the Snakes.
Yeah, so the Snakes, interestingly enough, they punted at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And they're the ones closest to the Mets in the wild card race. Game,
now, I will say that it doesn't matter what anyone else does because the Mets are back. We've won two in a row and now we're streaking.
You keep telling yourself that.
And have opened up a giant 1.5 game lead and a 2.5 and 3 game lead over the pathetic losers behind us. But yes, the Diamondbacks today were a half a game and a game up on the Reds and the Giants.
Well, the Diamondbacks are now losing 5-1.
Yeah.
The Giants put up a 5 spot in the 11th. Huge game.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to hold on two outs in the bottom of the 11th.
Yeah.
Now, the kid that is the hero for the Giants is some kid named Spot or Rod or...
Christian Koss.
Koss, yeah, that guy.
Spot, Koss, got
you him. Seen him yet?
According to Rob, according to you, doesn't he suck? Isn't everyone suck?
He's never good.
Never even heard of him.
Yeah.
But I just watched him for the first time. He's got a little Ichiro look to him. Have you noticed that? Not in his face. I just mean
I
like,
think it's just because he wears a mock turtleneck.
His style of play.
Is he Asian?
No,
no,
I'm saying
he wears a mock turtleneck and high socks.
I was going to say, because he didn't. I was like, wait,
no,
what
he's a white guy. I'm just saying.
And he's right-handed.
The way he runs
and
the way he's just small in stature, the way he kind of goes about his baseballs is a little Ichiro-esque. And I'm not comparing
like
him to
you called him Spot. That's good.
Yeah, Spot.
I like the way he goes about his baseballs.
You know.
Yeah. The way he sports is very Ichiro-esque. No, I have not seen him. I don't know.
Do you think someone in the Mets locker room got up the other night and said, let's got to do something?
Yes, I think
let's
that's
gotta
what...
Let's got to do something.
We do. We do got to do something.
And they did.
And then they did. He did it her. He did a lot of durs. Don't worry.
Well,
tonight we're going to finish off a sweep of your pathetic Padres, and then we move on to the postseason.
I think both my teams are going to get swept here. We got the Royals going up against the Mariners and my Padres against the Mets.
Awesome.
Not good.
How about this? Did you happen to see any of the Dodgers last night?
What is Colorado
I did. I have Shohei on my fantasy team.
So Shohei threw 5 no-hit innings, and then they pulled him, and immediately the Dodgers gave up 6 runs. In one inning.
And then, he hit a home run, though.
And then Shohei hit a home run, his 50th of the year, by the way, to bring it within one, and then nothing came of that. But, dude, that's insane. You throw 5 hitless innings.
I think you mean it's obscene.
It is obscene.
It's obscene.
Then you hit your 50th home run of the year. I don't know if people, because a lot of people are bored with giving him another MVP, but, dude, there's just nothing like him. That dude, no offense to Kyle Schwarber. It is not even close.
Do Dodger fans think Dave Roberts is a moron? Because
I don't think they love him. No. They've won 2 World Series.
I know. So. And I think you got to give him his props. But at the same time, I was watching that and they were talking about it on the broadcast and it was like, Roberts is like, nope, he's going 5.
Yeah. That's
dude,
it.
Dude, really? What are they protecting him? He's been back for months now.
I think the idea simply is...
He's a no-hitter.
I don't think the Dodgers care. Not that they don't care, but they're going to be in the postseason, and it's about making sure. I think they're sticking to a straight
Maybe
plan.
It's smart. Look, it's probably smart, but I just...
It is weird to pull someone after 5 no-hit innings, and he just looks dominant, and then... But isn't it weird? I mean, literally the very next inning...
And then they blow it.
After they yank him, they gave up 6 runs.
Well, by the way, okay, that's the other thing, Roberts. You're in a pennant race.
Yes.
You're only up by 2 on the Padres.
Yep.
You got a pitcher who's dealing. Save some of your bullpen arm. Like, what do you know?
Yeah. Believe me.
He's a moron.
That is one of those...
Expired.
I don't understand that in general, but a lot of days now, it's just they have these strict pitch counts. You see at times where a guy's cruising and they yank him after 5, and they're like, no, we're not doing this.
Do you think... Dave Roberts, do you think he'll be a good coach at Oregon State?
I'm not sure.
Football.
I'm not sure they're able to, like, kind of a Ted Lasso sort of situation? What does Dave Roberts make? I'm not sure the Beavs are matching that.
So, Cal Raleigh, 55-56 last night.
Ties now Ken Griffey Jr. for the Mariners record.
And he passed Mantle, too, for the most home runs by a switch hitter.
He's already has, it's by far the greatest season in offensively in catching history.
Yeah, and now the talk is, and Buck was telling us before the show, Aaron Judge is still the overwhelming favorite for AL MVP.
Yep. Yep.
He has better numbers.
Yeah.
But the fact that Raleigh's a catcher and he's closing in on 61, and by Roger Maris and Judge.
By most metrics, he has been the top three. I've seen him like, some people have him four or five, some people have him two, but he has been one of the, let's safely say, the best three or four catchers in Major League Baseball this year.
I wonder if he's going to win MVP. You can get him at plus 280, I think.
Plus 270.
270.
I've been listening to a lot of the pundits, and they're saying if he gets to 60,
yeah,
which I think is silly. Like,
I know.
You're at 56.
What's the difference?
What's the difference between if he gets to 58, we're like, no, we can't overlook the discrepancy and Judge is the guy. But if he gets to 61, now just we're all of a sudden we're like, yep, clearly the MVP, either he is or isn't. And I get that Aaron Judge is having a better overall season at the plate. Totally understand that.
No question.
But to me, I look at it and I say, is Aaron Judge having a historic season for a designated hitter or an outfielder? Is he having an historic season?
Well, okay. That's funny you bring that up because he actually kind of is when you consider what everyone else is doing.
No, I'm not saying what everyone else is doing. In the history of the game.
But I think context matters because we're actually going to have a discussion about this at some point. Because batting average, like Trey Turner is probably going to win the NL batting title.
Yeah.
And he's batting .305.
Well, I didn't look at it. Remember, we did this about a month ago. And what did we say? There was 9 or 10 guys in all of Major League Baseball.
There are only 8 now.
That are hitting above 300.
Yes. And there are only 2 in the NL.
Yeah.
One is Trey Turner, who could win the batting title batting .305.
Sure.
Which would be the lowest in NL history. Nobody's ever won a batting title with that low of an average. Now, yeah. I think one of the things that should be pointed out is that when Carl Yastrzemski, so he hit .301, this is the AL, he got a batting title hitting .301. This was 19, whatever year that was, the year of the pitcher. When was that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was in the 70s, 60s, 70s?
In the 60s or
70s. I forget the year. But he hit .301 and won the batting title. But what they said was he was 31% better than the league average that season.
Sure.
Bill Terry, who won the batting title in 1930 with an average of .401, was 31% better than the average that season. Do you see what I'm getting at?
I see where you're getting
at. In other words, Aaron Judge hitting .328 in a year where there are only 7 other batters, even over .300. You said historic. Well, it still kind of is historic compared to what everybody else is doing. Now, we may not view it as historic because we compare it to the big Albert Pujols years or the big steroid guy years.
Sure.
Well, the context is he is actually outperforming the rest of the league by the same percentage as some of those guys were back then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's context. So, and I'm not answering the question. I don't know, but it seems as though in a year where batting average is way down, Aaron Judge hitting almost .330 is pretty freaking remarkable.
You know what? Valid point. You're on a roll the last 2 days.
What has gotten into you two?
Yeah, I don't know where these hot takes are coming from. What happened to my old lovable
sage
dumb,
old sports wisdom?
Yeah, where is the shove your the pumpkin? I don't know what you're doing here with these
shove
rational
the
takes.
What does that mean?
One of the great Isaac.
You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass. Well, I do both. I'm versatile.
And so I understand what you're saying, but at the end of the day, to me, 326, 48, and 103. That is a really nice season.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That is an amazing season. That isn't even a top 20 all-time season for offensive.
Well, but it might be compared to, that's what I was just saying.
I know, but you're doing the comparative thing.
Yeah.
We have seen this from Aaron Judge, and we've seen this from dozens of other players that have put up these numbers. We have never seen from a catcher. We've never seen 247, 56, and 118 and still playing a gold glove level. This is the greatest season for a catcher in Major League history. It is. So to me, and he's going to take his team to the postseason. So to me, if you said a catcher is having the greatest season in the history of baseball at that position versus a guy that's having a great year comparatively to the rest of the league, but is not a historic season in any shape or form compared to what we've seen in the past from Bonds and Griffey, and you mentioned Pujols and A-Rod. To me, that's enough to say yes. I would not even blink at casting my MVP for Cal Raleigh.
What if I told you Judge's season this year is the best compared to the rest of the league? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know if it is, but it might be.
It's,
you know what I'm saying?
It's possible. But I just, to me, one is historic and one is.
I won't die on that hill. Look, I don't care about Aaron Judge or the Yankees. I think Cal Raleigh should be the MVP because he's the catcher. It's amazing. And he's the dumper. He's lovable.
Yeah.
Judge
already has a couple too.
Yeah, get out of here. You just get out of here.
There's part of that too where, I don't know if Cal's ever going to do this again. Judge will keep doing this.
Yeah.
And he already has two, right?
Does he have two?
I think he has two.
Yeah. So this will be his third.
Yeah. Otani, by the way, Otani's going fourth? Into rarefied. I think that's five.
Is it five?
I think
if he wins this year?
Outside of Bonds, I think he will be more than any other player in Major League history.
Well, conveniently timed 10-game win streak for your Seattle Mariners. They are a half game up on the Astros, and Seattle will be in Houston on Friday night.
Huge series.
Are you out of your mind?
And yeah, Otani, Art, I was looking. He has three, so this will be his fourth. I stand corrected. Still, will be the second most. No one has four besides Bonds.
We have a college football candy corn coming up.
Oh, candy corns.
And now Adam Silver caught in a lie, apparently, by Pablo Torre, who's catching everyone.
Yeah. Don't mess with that dude.
No. Because he's systematic in his takedowns.
Well, he's going to find out. It's what he's going to do.
Well, they are effing around.
It's right there in the title.
All right, his podcast, yeah.
Pablo Torre finds
out. Oh, I thought you were talking about effing around and finding out.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a famous, famous,
also, yeah.
By the way, we'll get to it next. I learned something today that you're going to laugh at me about. But what's new? Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.